In reality, the Noble Quran is praise of Allah Almighty to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Noble Quran describes the rank, virtues, excellences and miracles of the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam countless times, and the scholars have authored many books regarding this topic. During the daily Madni Muzakaras in Rabiul Awwal 1445 AH, the renowned spiritual guide and leader of Ahlus Sunnah, Mawlana Ilyas Attar Al-Qadri Damat Barakatul Aliyah, delivered speeches regarding the rank of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in light of the Noble Quran. Quranic verses highlighting the prestige and merits of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam were discussed. Alhamdulillah, with the assistance of Islamic brothers from the weekly booklet department, a branch of Al-Madinatul Ilmiya, i.e. Islamic Research Center, these speeches are being presented in a booklet called A Rank of the Final Prophet in Light of the Noble Quran. Listen to this booklet and distribute it to others in order to promote righteousness. This is a complete speech for preachers. We ask Allah Almighty to accept this in His court and make it a means of forgiveness without accountability. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Wassalam al ikram. One who yearns for Medina, Jannatul Baqi, and forgiveness without account. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Rank of the final prophet in light of the noble Quran. Supplication of Attar. O Allah, whoever reads or listens to the booklet Rank of the final prophet in light of the noble Quran, forgive him and his parents without accountability. Admit them into Jannatul Firdaus and grant them proximity to the final prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. A virtue of sending salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Mawlana Shah Muhammad Ruknuddin rahmatullahi alayhi writes, the one who recites As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah 125,000 times during Rabi'ul Awwal will be blessed with the vision of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The Noble Quran and the Final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. O devotees of the Mawlid, we can never thank Allah Almighty as is His right for making us a part of the Ummah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We are grateful to Allah Almighty for granting us this blessing even without us asking. Then by the grace of Allah Almighty, it was in our destiny to commemorate the Mawlid, recite prophetic odes and deliver speeches regarding the grandeur of the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. By Allah, not everyone is fortunate like this. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The greatest blessing, O devotees of the Mawlid, the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the son of illumination, the most invaluable blessing and favor of Allah Almighty. So why should we not be joyous and commemorate his arrival? Is there a greater blessing of Allah Almighty than the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? The Noble Quran instructs us to rejoice upon receiving Allah's mercy. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul bi fadlillahi wa bi rahmatihi fa bi dhalika falyafrahu huwa khayrun mimma yajma'un. Translation from Kanzul Irfan. Say, only with the grace of Allah and His mercy they should rejoice. This is better than that which they amass. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh states regarding this verse, according to some exegetes, the grace of Allah refers to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, and his mercy refers to the noble Quran. Allah Almighty states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wa kana fadlullahi alayka 'azima. Translation: the grace of Allah upon you is supreme. Some say the grace of Allah Almighty is the noble Quran, and his mercy is the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Allah Almighty states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin. Translation: and we sent you not but as a mercy for all the worlds. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh continues, it is apparent that rejoicing and worshipping in the month in which the noble Quran was revealed, i.e. Ramadan, and the month in which the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam was born, i.e. Rabiul Awwal, is commendable. This is because we must show happiness when receiving Allah's blessings. And the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is Allah's greatest blessing. This expression of joy is gratitude for Allah's blessings. Commemorating this blessing is better than all the blessings of the world, because this happiness is a worship with incalculable reward. The days of Allah Almighty. O devotees of the Mawlid, Allah Almighty states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَذَكِّرْهُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ. Translation: and remind them of the days of Allah. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, Sayyiduna Ubay bin Ka'b radiyallahu anhu, the great Tabi'i, Sayyiduna Imam Mujahid, and Sayyiduna Qatada rahimahumullah interpret Ayyamillah as Ni'amullah, i.e. Allah's blessings. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is Allah's blessing. Undoubtedly, among the countless blessings of Allah Almighty is the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. It is reported in Sahih al-Bukhari, Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallama ni'matullah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the blessing of Allah. O devotees of the Mawlid, how fortunate are we that Allah Almighty bestowed this beloved blessing upon us and made us from His nation. The hearts of the devotees of the beloved Prophet not only acknowledge Him as a blessing, but as Allah's greatest blessing. By Allah, the arrival of the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is an unparalleled blessing of Allah Almighty. The noble Quran commands us to commemorate the Mawlid. O devotees of the Mawlid, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is Allah's greatest blessing, and the noble Quran commands us to rejoice upon receiving His mercies. So why should we not be happy and commemorate the day the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was sent to this world? No devotee of the beloved Prophet can deny that he is a blessing, and his arrival is a blessing for the worlds. The noble Quran states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. Translation: and as for the blessing of your Lord, publicize it. Allah Almighty commanded us to express gratitude for the blessings He bestowed upon us and publicize them. So why should we not be joyous and commemorate the greatest blessing of them all? Alhamdulillah, we remember and praise the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam at all times. Mawlid gatherings are held throughout the year and he is mentioned in every speech and gathering. This can be understood through the worldly example of celebrating the birth of a newborn. We are elated, people congratulate the family, and the birthday is celebrated every year. Nobody objects to this celebration, and Satan does not cast evil whispers into anyone's heart. However, when we express happiness on the day the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam was born, which we remember with the beautiful words Mawlid an Nabi, Satan incites people to ask about its authenticity. Who celebrated it and how? One should not fall victim to these satanic whispers. After listing the verses which prove the permissibility of celebrating the Mawlid, the reviver of Islam, the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh, wrote in Fatawa-e Razaviyya, which day of Allah Almighty is greater than the day He sent the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam to the world. Undoubtedly, the Noble Quran commands us to rejoice on the day the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam was born. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam commemorated his birth. Did you know the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam commemorated his birthday by fasting every Monday? The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam was asked as to why he fasted every Monday and he answered, "Fihi walidtu." It is the day I was born. Commemorate the Prophet's birth on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal every year and make an effort to fast every Monday too. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. A great favor of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty states, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Translation: Indeed, Allah bestowed a great favor upon the believers when He sent to them a messenger from amongst them. He recites the verses of Allah before them, purifies them, and teaches them the book of wisdom. O devotees of the Mawlid, minnat refers to a great blessing. It is a great blessing of Allah Almighty that He made us part of the Prophet's nation. Allah Almighty has granted us innumerable blessings, but He never mentioned the blessings, saying they are a great favor from Him. When the beloved son of Sayyida Amina radiallahu anha was born, Allah Almighty said it was a great blessing for the Muslims because He sent the most honorable and greatest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam to them. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi sends salam to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam like so: Rabbi ala ki ne'mat pe behad durood, Haq ta'ala ki minnat pe lakhon salam. Commentary: May an abundance of salat and mercies descend upon the greatest blessing of the Most High, the son of Sayyida Amina radiyallahu anha, the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is a great favor of Allah Almighty, so may thousands of salutations be upon him. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The noble companions, radiyallahu anhum, and the Mawlid. Some people ask whether the noble companions, radiyallahu anhum, commemorated the Mawlid. Listen to the following hadith, and this satanic whisper will be removed, insha'Allah. Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah, radiyallahu anhu, said, the beloved Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, joined a gathering of his companions, radiyallahu anhum, and said, what made you sit here? The companions, radiyallahu anhum, answered, we are sitting here to remember and thank Allah Almighty for His grace in sending you and giving us the treasure of Islam. The beloved Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said, I ask you by Allah, is this the only reason you are sitting here? They answered, by Allah, we are only sitting here to thank Allah Almighty for the blessing of sending you and for the treasure of Islam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam responded, I do not ask you to swear by Allah Almighty because I doubt you. Rather, Jibreel alayhi salam informed me that Allah Almighty is expressing His pleasure with you before His angels because of your deed. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon all the noble companions, radiyallahu anhum, and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The noble companions, radiyallahu anhum, sat together and thanked Allah Almighty for the guidance of Islam and for the arrival of the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This is how we commemorate the Mawlid. We praise the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, send salat upon him, recite verses of the noble Quran, listen to a hadith, and learn about the sunnah. Alhamdulillahi ala dhalik. If anything unlawful were to occur during these gatherings, mu'adhallah, we will always condemn it and never endorse it. Alhamdulillah. The love of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is embedded in our hearts and it increases in the virtuous month of Rabiul Awwal. Have the mindset that no matter where life takes you, the love for the Mawlid will never leave your heart and you will continue to praise the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and also encourage future generations. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. A special blessing of the arrival of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. There is a special virtue of the arrival of the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and the noble Quran explains it in the following manner. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما كان الله ليعذبهم وأنت فيهم. Translation. And it is not befitting to Allah to punish them whilst you, O beloved, are in their midst. By Allah, this is a great virtue. Before the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was sent to the world, entire nations were destroyed, drowned and swallowed by the earth because of their disobedience. Unfortunately, every sin besides disbelief and polytheism is found in our communities. However, the earth does not swallow us and stones do not rain down upon us from the sky. We are not destroyed because the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam resides with us. This is a great mercy of Allah Almighty. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayhi says regarding this verse, we can deduce many benefits from this verse. First benefit, أَنْتَ فِيهِمْ, whilst you, O beloved, are in their midst. The all-pervading punishments of Allah Almighty do not appear in this world because the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is Allah's mercy and refuge for the worlds. Look how the previous nations were collectively punished because of their sins. Those sins and more are committed today, but we are not struck with all-encompassing divine punishment only because the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is in our midst. Second benefit, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is with us even though he has passed away. If the blessings of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam ceased for even a moment, the widespread punishment of Allah Almighty would descend. We are only protected from sweeping punishment because of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allah Almighty states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Translation, and we did not send you, O beloved, but as mercy for all the worlds. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is a mercy for the universe, and this mercy is with us. Thousands of blessings upon the one whose existence is a mercy for others. Third benefit, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is a mercy for the disbelievers in this world too, because they are safe from all encompassing punishment. If the disbelievers are safe, imagine the mercy and favors of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam upon the Muslims. O devotees of the Mawlid, after the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam passed away, non-Muslims are protected from collective punishment too. Prior to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, entire nations were destroyed and their names and status were erased. The noble Quran, a hadith, and vestiges of their history attest to their outward power and progress. At a time when science was not as advanced as it is today, they built homes in the mountains that are still standing today. Whereas houses today are made of bricks and concrete, but are not as durable. Allah Almighty blessed the previous nations with power and intelligence, but they were destroyed because they rebelled, disbelieved, and rejected the prophets alayhi salatu wassalam sent to them. The non-Muslims today should think about why an all-pervading punishment has not descended for the last 1400 years, wiping out all disbelievers. If they reflected upon this sincerely, they would believe in the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and the noble Quran. This is because the noble Quran states that since the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam resides amongst you, you will not be punished collectively as those before you were. The noble Quran is a book of great magnificence, and no matter how much a person ponders over it, he will never understand its true glory. In order to reflect on it deeply, one needs to learn from the scholars. The details and lessons we gain from the profound contemplation of the scholars are invaluable pearls, so we must follow them instead of our own deficient intellect. The scholars who understand knowledge will support me in this regard. Nowadays, there are many lecturers and professors misguiding people on various TV channels. Avoid them at all costs and only listen to the scholars of the Ahlus Sunnah. Keep this in mind at all times. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullahi Alayh, who passed away about 100 years ago, is a true scholar of Ahlus Sunnah. Scholars of Ahlus Sunnah acknowledge his eruditeness, follow his religious verdicts, and consider his research to be the final word on matters. Alhamdulillah, I am affiliated with him. Whoever loves me, I, Mawlana Ilyas Attar Al-Qadiri Damat Barakatumul Aliya, is also affiliated with him. And everyone who is linked to him will never be upon misguidance, inshaAllah. We follow Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh because he conveyed the teachings of Allah Almighty and the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam correctly to us, gave us accurate interpretations of the Noble Quran and Ahadith, and taught us the correct rulings of Islamic law. Therefore, stay attached to his works and attain success in both worlds, inshaAllah. Anta fihim ne'adubko bi liya daman mein, aishe javed mubarak tujhe shedai dost. Commentary. Allah Almighty states, and it is not befitting to Allah to punish them whilst you, O beloved, are in their midst. Through this statement, we learn that through the blessings of the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, non-Muslims are also safe from collective punishment in this world. It is as if the arrival of the final Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has granted them temporary refuge. But how fortunate is the one who believes in him and acquires permanent salvation. Glad tidings to the true devotee of the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam who dies upon faith, for his eternal abode is paradise. If Allah forbid, he is punished for his sins, he will eventually enter paradise because he died upon faith. We ask Allah Almighty to not punish us for even a moment and forgive us without accountability. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The rank of the noble Shaykhain radiyallahu anhuma. With regards to the aforementioned verse, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayhi said, we learn that Sayyiduna Abu Bakr al-Siddiq and Sayyiduna Umar bin al-Khattab radiyallahu anhuma are not facing punishment in the grave because they are resting next to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Those who believe they are facing punishment are rejecting this verse. Every noble companion is destined for paradise. O devotees of the Mawlid, it is our belief that every noble companion is upright and not a sinner. It is written in Bahari Shariat that every noble companion is destined for paradise. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Allah Almighty took an oath from every prophet. O devotees of the Mawlid, Allah Almighty states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ ثُمَّ جَاءَكُم رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّهُ قال أقررتم وأخذتم على ذلكم إصري قالوا أقررنا قال فاشهدوا وأنا معكم من الشاهدين. Translation. And remember when Allah Almighty took a promise from the prophets. Whatever I give you of the book and wisdom, then the magnificent messenger, i.e. the beloved Prophet Muhammad comes to you, confirming the books you have. So you should certainly, definitely believe in him, and you should certainly, definitely help him. Allah Almighty said, O Prophets, have you agreed and accepted my binding responsibility in this agreement? They all responded, We have agreed. He, Allah Almighty, said, Now you become witnesses upon each other, and I myself am a witness with you. The leader of the Prophets, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the fourth caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Ali bin Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu, said, When Allah Almighty granted prophethood to Prophet Adam alayhi salam and the Prophets alayhimu salatu was salam after him, he took an oath from them and they took an oath from their nations. The oath was that if the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam arrived during their lifetime, they would believe in him and aid him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The first and final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The erudite Hanafi jurist Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi alayhi said, in light of the Quran and Hadith, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was the first to receive the status of prophethood. On the day of the covenant, all the Prophets alayhimu salatu was salam took an oath to believe in the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and aid him. They were granted this lofty station upon this condition. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is Nabiyul Anbiya, the Prophet of all Prophets, and all the Prophets alayhimu salatu was salam are from his nation. They all worked as deputies of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam during their blessed eras. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Taking an oath from every Prophet. Allama Abdul Ghani bin Ismail al-Nabulusi al-Dimashqi al-Hanafi rahmatullahi alayhi, whose demise was 1143 AH, writes, A covenant was taken from the Prophets alayhimu salatu was salam, so they would know the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the first Prophet and the beloved Prophet and messenger of all Prophets. The taking of this covenant was in the meaning of appointing vicegerents. For this reason, La Mulqasam appears twice in the verse. لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ. So you should certainly, definitely believe in him, and you should certainly, definitely help him. There is a very subtle point here. It is as though this covenant is the taking of the oath of the pledge of allegiance taken from vicegerents. It is possible that through this covenant, an oath was taken from all the Prophets alayhimu salatu was salam to be vicegerents of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. O slave of Allah, once you recognize the virtues and greatness Allah Almighty gave to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, you will understand he is the Prophet of all Prophets. This will be apparent when all the Prophets alayhimu salatu was salam will gather under the banner of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam on the day of judgment, just as it was manifested in this world when he led them all in prayer on the night of the ascension. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Commemorating the arrival of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma reports, Allah Almighty informed Prophet Adam alayhi salam and all the Prophets alayhimu salatu was salam after him about the arrival of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Every nation celebrated the arrival of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, and they sought victory against their enemies through the intermediation of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Allah Almighty granted the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam the greatest nation, the greatest era, the greatest companions, and made him appear in the greatest city. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. 1400 names of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. O devotees of the Mawlid, the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has many virtues, excellences, and names. The Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi, said, "The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has two personal names. He is known as Ahmad in previous scriptures, and he is called Muhammad in the Noble Quran. But his descriptive names are countless. Allama Ahmad Khatib al-Qastalani rahmatullahi alayhi compiled 500 names of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sirat-e-Shami adds another 300, and I, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, add another 600, so that is 1400 in total. His names are unique in every sphere and amongst every species. His names are different in the rivers and diverse in the mountains. Subhanallah. Observe the intellect of the great Imam. The names of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam are found in every language, so it is impossible to enumerate them all. Allah Almighty knows best. This is another excellence of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The light of prophethood. O devotees of the Mawlid, Allah Almighty referred to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam with many beautiful names. The Noble Quran states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. Translation: O Prophet, surely we have sent you as a witness and a bearer of glad tidings and a warner, and one who calls to Allah with his command and an illuminating sun. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is given the following names in these verses. Number 1, Nabi. Number 2, Shahid. Number 3, Mubashir. Number 4, Nadir. Number 5, Da'i ilallah. Number 6, Sirajam Munira. Exegesis of a scholar who lived 786 years ago. Sayyiduna Imam Izz ad-Din Abdus Salam rahmatullahi alayhi, demise 660 AH, lived approximated 786 years ago. He writes regarding Sirajan Munira, an illuminating sun. Sirajan means that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is a clear proof sent by Allah Almighty. 786 is a special number, as through the science of numerology, the numerical value of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is calculated as 786. You may have seen 786 written in Tawidat, but reading or writing 786 does not grant you the reward of reading or writing it in its Arabic form. Imam Abdullah bin Umar Nasir ad-Din al-Baydawi rahmatullahi alayh, whose demise was 685 AH, is a renowned exegete of Ahlus Sunnah. He writes in Tafsir al-Baydawi, "The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is Siraji Munir, because he is a source of light in the darkness of ignorance. The lights of understanding and inner sight are blessed through his light. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad, illuminating the universe." The father of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Maulana Mufti Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi alayhi, said, "Just as the light of the sun envelops the entire world, the entire universe is illuminated by the light of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Just as Allah Almighty created the stars to guide travelers and made the sun superior to them in this regard, the Prophets alayhi salatu was salam guide the misguided. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is superior to all the other Prophets alayhi salatu was salam in this, as well as in all other virtues and excellences. Aankhein thandi ho, jigar taza ho, jaane sirab. Sache suraj wo dil ara hai, ujala tera." Commentary: O truthful son, my master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, beholding you, enlightens, revives, and satiates hearts and cools the eyes. The son of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Grand Mufti of Hind, Mustafa Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi, said, "Nigahe mahar jo is mahar ki idhar ho jaye, gunah ke daag mitein, dil mera kamar ho jaye. Jo qalb teera pe teri kabhi nazar ho jaye, to ek noor ka buk'a wo sar basar ho jaye." Meaning, if the merciful gaze of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam fell upon me, the stains of sins would be erased and my heart would shine like the moon. O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, if you looked at my darkened heart, it would turn into light. Subhanallah, these are the emotions and thoughts of a devotee of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him, for his poetry revitalizes faith. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad, the son of greatness. No prophetic ode is accepted and renowned as much as the Qasidat al-Burda of Imam Muhammad Sharfuddin al-Busiri rahmatullahi alayh. People of different languages recite it passionately and it is very popular in the Arab world. Imam Busiri rahmatullahi alayh describes the rank of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam like so: فَإِنَّهُ شَمْسُ فَضْلٍ هُمْ كَوَاكِبُهَا يُظْهِرْنَ أَنْوَارَهَا لِلنَّاسِ فِي الظُّلَمِ. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is a bright sun of greatness, and the rest of the Prophets alayhimu salatu wa salam are its shining stars. They take light from the sun and shine upon the people living in darkness. Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddis al-Dihlawi rahmatullahi alayhi said, "Ya sahib al-jamali wa ya sayyid al-bashar, min wajhika al-muniri laqad nuwira al-qamar. لا يمكن ثناؤك ما كان حقه بعد أذ خدا بزرگ توهي قصة مختصر." O possessor of beauty, O master of mankind, the moon shines only because it takes the light from your luminous face. O beloved messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we cannot do justice to the true nature of your greatness, but we know that after Allah Almighty, greatness belongs to you. You are the most superior of all creation. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. a prophet for every creation. Allah Almighty states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhan nasu qad ja'akumur rasulu bil haqqi min rabbikum. Translation: O people, this messenger has come to you with the truth from your Lord. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayhi writes in his exegesis regarding Ya ayyuhan nasu, O people, an individual calls out to the people he benefits. A doctor says to his patients, O patients, this medicine is beneficial for you. A scholar says to his students, O students of knowledge, this book is amazing. Allah Almighty is announcing the birth of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in this verse. And because his birth is beneficial to mankind and the universe, a specific group of people is not addressed. The words Ya ayyuhan nas are used and all of mankind is addressed. This is evidence of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's universal prophethood, i.e. he is a prophet for everyone. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is in fact the beloved prophet for all creation, including jinns, humans, angels, etc. He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Ursiltu ila al-khalqi kaff. I was sent to the entire creation. The verse only addresses people because they are the main purpose and the rest of creation are secondary in this regard. Keep in mind that the verse is not only addressing the people of that era, rather it is addressing every human until the day of judgment, because it is necessary for everyone to believe in him. It is written in Hashiyat al-Sawi ala Tafsir al-Jalalain that this is an announcement to all. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayh further states, our arrival into the world is called khalq or viladat, but the words ja'a, ba'atha, arsala, came, sent, are used when referring to the birth of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allah Almighty states, qad ja'akumur rasul an idh ba'atha fihim rasulan. Translation, he sent a messenger from amongst them. He also states, أَرْسَلْنَاكَ شَاهِدًا. Translation, we have sent you as a witness. We were nothing before our births on earth. But the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had status and prestige before he was sent to us. We are here to become something, whereas the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was everything beforehand and he elevated others. We are here to work for ourselves, so we accumulate good deeds for our hereafter. But the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was sent to carry out the command of Allah Almighty and guide creation. Everyone is created for a specific period of time. But the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was sent for all times, and this is why ja'akum was said, i.e. O people who will come until the day of judgment. He was sent to you all in such a way that he did not leave you. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was born in Arabia. He lived in Makkah and Medina, but was sent to the entire world. The sun remains in the sky, shines on the world, and the entire world is dependent upon it. Similarly, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam lived in Arabia, but he was responsible for the system of the universe. He was sent as a gift from Allah Almighty, which is why Mir Rabbikum was said, i.e. from your Lord. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. mentioning the Mawlid is the Sunnah of Allah Almighty. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Rahmatullahi Alayhi also states, we can deduce some benefits from this verse. First benefit, mentioning the birth of the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam is Allah's Sunnah. Allah Almighty said the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam has come to you, was sent to you. And this is a method of describing the Mawlid. The word Mawlid refers to describing the birth of the Prophet, his miracles and rank. Allah Almighty mentioned the Mawlid of the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam in this verse, and there are many more verses like this. The noble prophets alayhimus salatu wassalam also mentioned the Mawlid to their people. Prophet Isa alayhi salam said to his nation, wa mubashshiran bi rasulin ya'ti min ba'd ismuhu Ahmad. Translation, and giving glad tidings of that great messenger who will come after me. His name is Ahmad. This is a discussion about the Mawlid, and only those with no understanding will reject this. Therefore, the Mawlid is Allah's Sunnah and a Sunnah of the noble prophets alayhimus salatu wassalam. Second benefit, the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam is a messenger for the entire creation for all time, not for a specific nation, country or era. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. A mercy for both worlds. O devotees of the Mawlid, Allah Almighty states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin. Translation, and we did not send you, O beloved, but as mercy for all the worlds. O devotees of the Prophet, the final Prophet of Allah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam, is a worldly and religious mercy for every Prophet, Jinn, Angel, Muslim, Non-Muslim, Animal, Plant, and Inanimate Object like a stone, mountain, etc. Everything in creation benefits from the mercy of the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam, and he is a mercy for them all. Imam Fakhruddin al-Razi rahmatullahi alayhi, whose demise was 606 AH, said, the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam is a mercy for all the worlds, thereby making him the most superior creation. Imam al-Baydawi rahmatullahi alayhi writes in his exegesis regarding this verse, the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam being a mercy for all the worlds means that whatever he was sent with is goodness for creation in both worlds. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi says the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam is not just a mercy, but the paragon of mercy. Mustafa jaane rahmat pe lakho salam, sham-e-bazm-e-hidayat pe lakho salam. Commentary. O beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam, you are not just a mercy, rather you are the paragon and basis of mercy. Millions of salutations be upon you, you are the brightest light of the greatest prophets, alayhimus salatu wassalam, millions of salutations be upon you. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. The mercy of the beloved Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, upon disbelievers. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma said, the Prophet's mercy is for everyone, for people of faith and for the disbelievers. The beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam is a mercy for believers in the world and the hereafter. He is a mercy for the disbelievers in this world, as worldly punishment for the disbelievers is delayed and they are not swallowed by the earth, disfigured or subjected to total destruction because of him. In the past, entire nations were consumed by the earth or drowned. But this does not happen anymore. This is a mercy upon the disbelievers because they have an entire lifetime to accept faith. The distributor of blessings. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi said, great scholars and saints have said, the number of blessings someone received is receiving or will receive from the beginning of time to the day of judgment in the heavens and the earth, in the world and in religion, bodily or spiritual, minor or major, abundant or limited, they have received it, are receiving it, or will receive it from the august court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Imam also said, La wa rabbil arsh, jisko jo mila unse mila, batti hai kaunain mein ni'mat rasulullah ki. Commentary, La wa rabbil arsh, oath by the Lord of the Arsh, the blessings people receive is for the sake of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, because the blessings of the world and the hereafter are distributed by him. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, innama ana qasimun wallahu yu'ti, I am the distributor and Allah grants. The poetry of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi. The poetry of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi is unlike other poetry because he was an erudite exegete, accomplished hadith master, expert mufti, accepted saint, and ardent devotee of the Prophet. His poetry complies and refers to the noble Quran and ahadith, and sometimes it denotes upon the sayings of the noble pious predecessors, scholars, and saints. Those who drink from this fountain of devotion ascend in their love for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. O Allah, we are grateful that you made us Muslims. The great Tabi'i Imam Hassan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi reports, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam heard someone say, Alhamdulillahi bil Islam. All praise belongs to Allah for the blessing of Islam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam responded, indeed, you have expressed gratitude for a great blessing from Allah. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi writes, unki ummat me banaya unhe rahmat beja yun na farma ke tera rahm mein dawa kya hai. Commentary, O my Lord, on the day of judgment, do not say I have no share of your mercy, for you graced me immensely by creating me as part of your beloved's nation, and you sent him as a mercy for both worlds. If I am a part of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's nation, I am deserving of your mercy. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. O devotees of the Mawlid, we are part of the Prophet's nation, the beloved Prophet about whom the noble Quran states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Translation, surely there has come to you an exalted messenger from amongst you. Anxious is he by what you endure, deeply concerned for your well-being, exceptionally gracious, merciful to the believers. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Three supplications. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Allah Almighty granted me three supplications. I recited, Allahumma ghafir li ummati, Allahumma ghafir li ummati. O Allah, forgive my nation. O Allah, forgive my nation twice in the world. I am saving the third supplication for the day upon which all creation, even Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, will be in need of me. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Kinder than a mother and father. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi writes, O sinners of the Ummah, have you not seen the mercy of your Lord that He granted the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam three supplications, three opportunities to ask for something that would be given? The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam did not seek anything for himself. Rather, he sought everything for you. His two supplications in this world were for you. And the third is saved for the day of judgment, when all creation is in need of him. By Allah, a mother is not as kind to her only beloved son as the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is to his nation. Mumin hu mumino pe rauf rahim ho, sahil hu sailon ko khushi la nahar ki hai. Commentary, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, I am a believer, and your Lord said, you are kind and merciful to the believers. So be merciful to me. I seek refuge in you, and it is not from your lofty conduct to turn away the people who ask from you. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The ideal role model. O devotees of the Mawlid, when someone is compassionate to us, we always remember it. The favors of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam are countless. So we must adopt his sunnah, act upon his teachings, and refrain from what he prohibited. Reflect on how you reciprocate the kindness of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. If only we remained in thought of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and our daily actions like eating, drinking, walking and sitting were according to the sunnah. A bearer of glad tidings and a warner. O devotees of the Mawlid, Allah Almighty states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Translation, Dear beloved Prophet, we sent you as a bearer of glad tidings and a warner for all people. However, most people do not know. The entire universe is the nation of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Mufti Sayyid Naimuddin Al-Muradabadi rahmatullahi alayhi writes in Khazainul Irfan, this verse informs us that the message of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is universal. It encompasses all humans of every race and nationality, the people of the past and future. He is their messenger and they are his nation, everyone's master and prophet. A hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim reports that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, I have been given five things which no prophet before me was given. The prophets alayhi salatu wa salam of the past were sent for specific nations, but I was sent to all mankind. The commentator of Sahih al-Bukhari, Mufti Sharif al-Haq al-Amjadi rahmatullahi alayhi said, Bi'sat-i-Ama being sent universally means that unlike previous prophets alayhi salatu wa salam, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was not sent to a specific nation, country or era. His prophethood was for everyone before him, everyone present in his era, and everyone that is yet to come from humans, jinns, angels, and the rest of creation. In essence, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is not a prophet for a specific nation or country. Rather, he is the beloved prophet of the universe, including humans, jinns, angels, animals, plants, trees, and stones. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The beloved prophet of the entire nation, O devotees of the Mawlid. The Noble Quran explains how the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam was sent as a messenger for all the worlds. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul ya ayyuhan nasu inni rasulullahi ilaykum jami'a. Translation: say, O people, I am a messenger of Allah to all of you. Imam Al-Baydawi rahmatullahi alayhi states, this verse shows us how the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam was sent as a messenger for every jinn and human, whereas the previous messengers alayhimu salatu wasalam were sent to their specific nations. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, أُرْسِلْتُ إِلَى الْخَلْقِ كَافَّةِ. I was sent by Allah as a messenger for all creation. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam was sent as a messenger for all creation, and this honor was not granted to any other prophet. The beloved Prophet of humans and jinns. Sayyiduna Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Al-Dahlawi rahmatullahi alayhi said, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam was sent to all humans and jinns, and this is why he is called Rasulul Thaqalain. The Noble Quran describes how the jinns went to the court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, accepted Islam, returned to their tribes, and invited their people to Islam. It is the opinion of the majority of scholars that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam being sent to both humans and jinns is an exclusivity of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. According to some research scholars, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam was sent to perfect and advise everything in the universe, including plants, animals, an inanimate object. Tu hai khurshid risalat pyare, chup gaye teri ziya mein tare. Anbiya aur hain sab mah pare, tujh se hi noor liya karte hain. Commentary: O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, you are the son of prophethood whose light caused the stars to hide. Now the divine law codes of the previous prophets alayhimus salatu wassalam will not be acted upon, but whatever the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam says will be accepted. Believing in him is a condition of faith. So whoever does not accept in him as a prophet is not a Muslim. All the prophets alayhimus salatu wassalam took light from him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Everything affirms his prophethood. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, except for the disbelieving humans and jinns, everything accepts me as the messenger of Allah. Everything in creation besides the disbelieving humans and jinns knows about his prophethood. May there never be a moment in which we are deprived of knowing and affirming the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi said, every tree, stone and mountain believe in Allah Almighty and His Messenger according to their state, and they praise Allah in their own language. The mountains spoke to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. In the early days of Islam, the non-Muslims were harsh enemies of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Once, when the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam was walking and decided to climb a mountain, he heard a voice from the mountain. "Do not climb here, for there is no place of safety upon me. I fear that if the disbelievers find you here and harm you, Allah Almighty will punish me in a way He has never punished anyone before." The mountain opposite, it said, "Ilayya ya Rasulallah, come to me, O Messenger of Allah." Then the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam went to that mountain. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Only the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is a mercy for the worlds. Allama Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Sayyid Al-Qazimi rahmatullahi alayhi said, "Being rahmatul lil alameen is a special trait of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam which nobody else can possess. When the message of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is universal, his mercy similarly encompasses all of creation. Walillahi alhamd." The Prophet's mercy upon angel Jibra'il alayhi salam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam asked angel Jibra'il alayhi salam, "What have you attained from my mercy?" Sayyidina Jibra'il alayhi salam answered, "For a long time, I was worried about my future. However, when I was blessed to serve you, and this verse was revealed, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Dhi quwwatin 'inda dhil 'arshi makin, muta'in thumma amin." Translation: powerful, esteemed before the master of the throne. There he is obeyed, trustworthy. In which Allah praised me, I was granted serenity because of you. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Always remembering his nation. Allama Maulana Shaykh Ismail Haqqi rahmatullahi alayhi writes, "A mercy of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is his remembrance of his nation at all times. He remembered his people when he was in Makkah, and he remembered them when he migrated to Medina. He thought of his nation when he was in the masjid and in his room. And he even remembered them when he passed the elevated heights of the Arsh and attained the station of Qaba Qawsain. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad." The light of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Allah Almighty states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhan nasu qad ja'akum burhanum min rabbikum. مِن رَبِّكُمْ وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. Translation: O people, indeed there has come to you a clear proof from your Lord, and we sent down to you a radiant light. O devotees of the Mawlid, the noble Quran describes the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam as a light in another verse too. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد جاءكم من الله نور وكتاب مبين. Translation: indeed there has come to you from Allah a light and a clear book. Imam Abu al-Hasan Ali bin Ahmad Wahidi al-Nisaburi al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi, whose demise was 468 AH, said, "The light in this verse refers to the final prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, because he illuminated everything." Similarly, Imam Ala'ad-Din Ali bin Muhammad Khazin rahmatullahi alayhi, whose demise was 741 AH, writes in Tafsir Khazin, light refers to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allah Almighty called him light because guidance is acquired through him, just as one guides himself in the dark with light. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The light of lights. Allama Sayyid Mahmood Alusi al-Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi writes regarding this verse in his famous exegesis, Aruh al-Mani. وَهُوَ نُورُ الْأَنْوَارِ وَالنَّبِيُّ الْمُخْتَارِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ. The meaning of this light is the chosen Prophet صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ, the light of all lights. Welcoming the light. Imam Abdul Razak rahmatullahi alayhi, the teacher of the teacher of Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhim, reports that Sayyiduna Jabir radiyallahu anhu said, I asked the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, what did Allah create first? The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam answered, O Jabir, Allah created the light of your Prophet first. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.